Welcome back. Still on Rapture Watch, the mark of the beast. It's a very interesting topic, the Definitely. Mark of the beast. The first question I would love to ask, because I'll be taking myself as a nursery school student concerning this issue now. I don't want to know anything, and I want to know rather. I don't know anything, but now I want to know. So thank God we have our pastor with us. I would first love to ask, sir, what is this mark of the beast? What is the mark of the beast?
Let the viewers also get to know the reference of the mark of the beast in the Bible. So we'll read Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, and I read from verse 11 up to verse 18. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwelt therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Take note. To receive the mark in their right hand and in their forehead. Take note. Okay. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That is 666.
Amen.
And what is your question?
What is the mark of the beast, sir?
Now, the mark of the beast is not 666.
Okay. Because we have...
Let me quickly correct that first.
Yes, we have a video to that.
That's true.
Yes, that's the first, that's the most popular notion concerning this topic. The mark of the beast is 666.
Okay, so maybe
we'll just stay back and watch this video
and watch it
of a man giving people the mark of the beast, 666.
Kind of a big day in the religious world with the passing of Jerry Falwell, and religious experts all wonder, what will it be like when Jesus returns? Will he arrive with a chorus of angels and look down upon us from his majestic perch in the clouds, spreading his message of love, peace, and forgiveness? Scholars, relax and finally catch up on all the episodes of Lost you've been missing. You no longer have to worry about when Jesus will return or what he'll look like. He's already here. Turns out the Son of God is a 60-year-old former heroin addict and convict, a divorced father of four who was born in Puerto Rico and now lives in southern Florida with his second wife. So instead of constantly wondering what would Jesus do, let's ask him. Give it up for the reincarnation of Jesus Christ himself, or so he says, Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda. Jose, do I call you Jose? What do I call you?
That's fine. Jose Luis is Jose my Luis. First name.
Okay. Jose Luis, your supporters are known for people who tattoo 666 on their body. And I understand you have a 666 tattooed on yours.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, the first person that was called Antichrist was the Apostle Paul. Because in his times, he taught people not to put the eyes on Jesus of Nazareth, because Jesus of Nazareth, he wasn't a Christian, he was a Jewish. So he practiced Jewish religion. So Paul said, if we know Christ after the flesh, we don't look at him anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why the apostles thought that Paul was against Jesus.
Right.
But really, he was presenting Jesus after the cross, not before the cross.
But okay, so but you're saying that, you know, that 666 thing, that, you know, the mark of the beast, that has nothing to do with that.
No, that's see, John was a member of the circumcision, and he didn't see clear. That's why he said, okay. "I saw."
And but you do see clear, because did angels appear to you and say that you are Jesus reincarnated?
Well, two angels in 1973, while I was living in Boston, Massachusetts, they came to me and they told me, "Prepare, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords if coming to you tonight to anoint you for the ministry." I didn't understand the whole concept of anointing me. Maybe I thought, like, you sure. See evangelicals does, they lay hands on you with oil, whatever. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that. When he came, he integrated himself within me, and all of a sudden, you know, this knowledge, this wisdom about the gospel of the uncircumcision, and that the true gospel was in those 14 letters of Paul. And then Paul said that when Jesus comes for the second time, he will be teaching according to his gospel. And in 2,000 years, I'm the only one who is teaching according to Paul.
You know, let me ask you this question, because, you know, have you seen you must be flattered that the WWJD thing? Do you like that? I mean, as Jesus, do you like the WWJD? What would Jesus do?
What would
you know,
Jesus,
when people are asking, what would Jesus do?
Well, Jesus, you know, there is a lot of things that they say about Jesus, but, you know, they expect him in a cloud, but he said he will come as a thief of the night.
But aren't you Jesus?
I am Jesus Christ, man.
Okay. And it's weird that Jesus said he was going to come like a thief in the night, and you've been arrested for petty theft. But the band that says, what would Jesus do? Let me ask you this. You have a Cartier Pasha watch. I'm a watch collector, and it's encrusted in diamonds. I understand that's a $142,000 watch. You have a 7 Series BMW, an armored Lexus. You live on $130,000 a year, but they say that you live over your lifestyle and your means. You were arrested for heroin and petty theft. Wouldn't the question really be, what would Jesus not do?
that's a good way of putting it. But look, I live humbly. I have a modest salary for the income that I...
$130,000? That puts you in a rich category by most politician standards.
Yeah, but the millions that come for the ministry that we invest all over the world, those 130,000, I even use that part even for the ministry, you know?
Oh, okay. But so, you have people who give you millions of dollars. You have donors that give millions of dollars to your ministry.
I have millionaires with the congregation, and I made them happy, you know, by finding the truth, by taking that veil out of their eyes and lighting their eyes of the understanding. I help them become millionaires, because once you know the grace of God, you know, you prosper.
Well,
so in chain, you know, they give me money for the ministry because they know other people knows what they know.
Jesus, it's been good to have you on. It really has. We're out of time. I wanted to ask you if you felt a little ripped off by your birthday being on Christmas, or if you get the two presents or not. But thank you very much, and we'll be back in just a minute.
In a tattoo parlor on trendy South Beach,
did the 666 really be?
Yeah.
Sat the daughter of the man who claims to be God.
He's back. He's here to teach us that we should reign in life, that there is no sin, and today we're honoring him with a symbol.
Joanne DeJesus is one of several dozen members of a religious sect called Creciendo en Gracia, or Growing in Grace. They were tattooed on their arms, ankles, even their necks, with 666, the biblical sign of the Antichrist. Why? Because their spiritual leader says he is the Antichrist, not the embodiment of evil, but rather the second coming.
666, Antichrist means do not put your eyes on Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Put it in Jesus after the cross.
And that's you.
That's me.
Andy says the word Antichrist is a bad translation of a word that actually means the new Christ, the second coming. Puerto Rican-born Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda founded the sect 20 years ago in a warehouse outside Miami.
You receive it, you accept it, you confess it, and it's done unto you.
The charismatic 61-year-old de Jesus claims millions of followers, most in Latin America. His sect does have hundreds of churches, cable TV stations, and says it brought in $1.4 million in donations last year. And he boasts of a rapidly growing presence in the United States. In an interview with us in September, he declared,
I do greater things than Jesus of Nazareth. Much greater.
Now, sporting his new tattoos,
Seis. Triple S. Huh?
De Jesus says those expecting the second coming of Christ on a cloud with angels have misinterpreted what Jesus himself said.
He said it. You won't see me anymore because he will come in another body, which is me.
He's in their head. He's inside the heads of those people.
De Jesus is dangerous, says religion professor Daniel Alvarez, because he believes he's God.
And this megalomaniacal moves are the ones that are very disturbing because it shows that he does believe his own hype. And he's capable of saying to his members, go tattoo 666 on your arm. I believe he's also capable of asking his church members to do even something more dramatic than that.
De Jesus laughs at the implication.
They always say those things. They're going to keep waiting for me to kill everybody, you know.
Right.
I'm giving life to people.
De Jesus is referring to the suicide deaths of more than 900 killed in the so-called Jonestown Massacre nearly 30 years ago. But he says mass suicide would never happen with his followers.
If somebody tells us, listen, drink some Kool-Aid and then we'll go to heaven, that's not true. We are already in heavenly places.
De Jesus preaches that heaven can be found here on earth simply by following him. There's no sin and there is no hell. And that's part of why he's attracting so many followers. But marking your body with 666 seems an unusual way to show you're a Christian, even unnerving the tattoo artist.
I see you wearing a cross.
Protection.
John Zarella, CNN, Miami Beach.
Welcome back. Odu is an antichrist. Quite all right.
The son of Cain.
He's the son of Cain, but not to mislead people also. Because the man is definitely an antichrist from what we saw. Seeing there's no heaven, no hell, is the second coming of Christ. But that mark, the 66. That's the popular idea.
When you say mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast. Okay, sir. What is the mark of the beast for the sake of those watching us?
Now let's get the context very well.
Okay, sir.
To help us get the picture. Because if you say what is the mark of the beast, I will say it is a mark that the beast gives.
The mark that the beast gives. Okay.
Now let's go, you know, gradual, careful. I mean to say, from verse 11 again.
Okay.
I want to emphasize some things here.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Revelation chapter 13.
From verse 11.
Yes.
Should I read?
Remember, no. I want to emphasize it, so okay. I will read it. If you remember that. That verse 11 says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. When he say another, it means there is one that has been spoken of before.
Right.
And that is from verse 1.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Now, and I stood, verse 1 of Revelation 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And then verse 2 and verse 3 gives a description
what you saw.
Yes. Mm. Now, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet was as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. That is the description of the beast. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. This dragon here is Satan, isn't it?
That's right.
The beast there is the power, the demon.
That's right.
He has, you know, released for an assignment.
That's right.
And the description you see here of this first beast tells you the spirit that is controlling Europe.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Under the old Roman Empire. Setting.
That's right.
And remember that is the power that is the fourth, that controls the fourth empire.
That's yes, right. Sir.
Amen. And it is during the reign of this fourth empire, according to the dream that Daniel interpreted to Nebuchadnezzar, that the stone kingdom comes in. And we know that is the millennial kingdom of Christ himself reigning.
That's right.
Now, in verse 11, he said, "Behold, another beast."
This is now.
It's different now.
That's right. Not the same one.
Now, another beast coming up out of the earth, because there is need we take these things carefully for people to understand what we're making reference to.
That's true. That's right.
And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Amen.
And he exercised, see verse 12, he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, which is the Roman beast.
Yes, sir.
And caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. So he is the one that make the whole world to bow before the Roman Empire.
That's right.
Okay. He said, whose deadly wound was healed. The Roman Empire, we saw how they were devastated spiritually and physically.
That's right.
Spiritually, the Papal Rome.
Yes, sir.
Because you will notice that it had, you know, of course, the horns here, the 10 horns, seven heads, are all, you know, the various kingdoms, empire, what do you call it, nations that made up the Roman Empire. Yes. And this beast that comes out of the earth now we know that is the spirit that was controlling America.
That's right.
Because it is, you know, it comes out of the earth. This first one came out of the sea, which is people. Mm. Earth here is referring to uninhabited, place which was discovered later. And today we know it as America.
Amen.
Okay? He says, now, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. We see, you know, it became a world power.
Yes, that's sir. Right.
Just like the Roman power was a world power. But it was wounded. And caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. So he restored power to the beast, to the Roman Empire, whose deadly wound was healed. And he, you know, it came about that through the World War that, you know, crumbled the European economy and through the Marshall Plan.
Yes, European rebuilding plan. Yeah,
That America took. We all know that. And he here is the second beast. Okay? Do a grand waters so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and it's nothing but the firepower.
That's right. Amen.
You know, of weaponry and air power.
That's right.
As a super power. And deceived them. That is what makes them think he's very powerful.
That's true.
That dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. Because this is a prophetic language.
That's right.
You know, fire is coming from heaven. It's a miracle. And actually, it is a fire of bombs. And rockets and things
that.
He said, and deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of this
first beast
that was wounded and is now healed.
Mm.
Saying to them that dwell on the earth, see, that they should make an image
an image.
They should make an image to the beast.
That's right.
There is a beast, the first beast. But that beast cannot be seen because it is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
So there should be an image that will be raised to the beast. Which had the wound by a sword and did live. Referring to the first beast.
Yes, sir.
So what is the image to the beast? Now you'll understand that God is a spirit.
Amen.
God cannot be seen.
Yes, sir.
Satan is a spirit. And Satan cannot be seen.
Sure.
There are two mysteries. The mystery of godliness. What is the mystery of godliness? God was manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16.
Amen.
God was manifested in the flesh. Sin of angels. Mm-hmm. Preached to the Gentiles.
That's right.
Believed on in the world. And received up. Who was he referring to?
The Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. The image of the invisible God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 says, Amen. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. So if you want to see God, who do you see?
Lord Jesus Christ.
Because he is the image that is raised up unto the living God. Now, there's a mystery of iniquity. And the mystery of iniquity is that Satan cannot be seen. And the only way to have a point of contact to human beings for him to also have
an image.
Wow. So he raises an image to the beast. And who causes it? He says, yes. When he said causing it there, it's him giving it attention, giving it life, giving it importance, giving it all the recognition that it requires. So if you ask me, what is the image to that beast of the first beast?
Yes, sir.
Where will I be? I mean, who will it be? Now, that is why in verse 18, it begins to, it is that image he is now trying to make you
understand. That's right.
What that image is. Now, in verse 15, and that image now had power to give life unto the image of the beast. That second beast, America. It had power to give life unto the image of the beast. What is giving it life? Giving it all the power. Today, that image that you know is recognized worldwide. That image that you know is even recognized by United Nations and sits in the United Nations. And it's given all the power. How do I know? We will know when we come to verse 18.
Now,
and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. If you don't recognize him,
that's right.
You'll be killed.
Not cooperate.
Cooperate with him. Okay? And he caused all.
Okay?
Now, watch it. Who caused it?
The American
beast.
He's
the one that is causing it. He's the one that will cause, if you don't recognize him, you'll be killed.
Okay.
It's not the beast that will kill you. And he caused all, both small and great, free and born, to receive a mark in their right hand
or in their foreheads,
and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. Which mark? The mark or the name of the beast. Remember that we have the beast and we have the image. So the image is only promoting the beast.
That's right.
Okay. So I read again, verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast. So there is the mark of the beast. There is the name of the beast. There is the name of the beast. Or
the number of his name.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beasts.
That's the first beast.
That first beast.
Yes, that's right. The number of that first
beast. Who has an image now?
Amen.
That's right.
For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666.
666.
So, the image of the beast is bearing the name of the beast.
Let me properly assimilate it. The image of the
image
beast,
of the beast is bearing the,
name
of the beast. Okay. Now you will understand it when you see Christ is the image of the invisible God.
Hallelujah.
Whose name is he bearing?
The name of God.
The name of the Almighty.
I have called my Father's name.
Thank you.
Amen. That's right.
The image of the beast is bearing the name of the beast.
Thank you very much. So okay, that, sir. So you understand now. And it is nothing but the names of blasphemy. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. That is his identity.
So, sir, in where you are reading.
So now, the question you ask is, what is the mark?
The mark? Yes, sir. The mark.
Now, what is the mark? When you say mark, you are talking of identification. When you say what is the mark of the beast, you are saying what is the identification of the beast. Now there is a human being that had a mark in the Bible. That was Cain.
Yes, sir.
Cain, God gave him a mark.
That's right.
And the same thing too, there will be, and it is nothing but for identification, so that when you see him,
you will know that this is him
that you are heard of. Now, so, what is this mark, of the beast? Now, the first person that was given a mark, I hope you know he was a beast.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, these things are there, to make us understand
these
mysteries.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
It was an animal, Cain.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you say the mark of a beast, a mark that identifies that this person is a beast. So the characteristics lets you know that is the beast. The characteristics in relation, to God. In relation to God.
Okay.
It is in relation to God.
Okay.
Because he's supposed to be religious.
Yes, sir.
Cain was religious.
Yes, sir.
But see his characteristics. As opposed to the characteristic of his brother,
yes,
Abel.
Please, sir. The mark.
That is why we have Christ and Antichrist.
The mark upon Cain. This is getting more interesting. The mark upon Cain was a physical mark. And we believe that it was a statue that was increased. It became a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to. Is he also physical for this particular?
Already spiritually, Cain was already marked characteristic. Then God gave again a physical one on top. So Cain had both physical and spiritual marks.
Wow. That's right. Okay. That's right.
Now, when you see him, you know that this is nothing but a beast.
That's right.
Okay, sir. So
and then, remember that Cain was feared.
Yes, sir.
So you now know what is it that made him to be afraid of? It is his size.
Mm-hmm.
When we say size, we're talking about might, power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you now understand it in our present day.
Help us to break it down to this. Give us a simple diet, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm already seeing the picture, but I still want your own language.
So here now. The beast already, has an image.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then it gives you a mark. Sorry, let's read it again.
Okay.
And he caused all, verse 16, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or name of the beast. So that mark is a mark of the beast that identifies you that you are also with the beast.
Yes. belong to the
beast. The characteristic of the beast is also with you. Mm-hmm. So you are marked. And I said, this thing is both spiritual and physical. And it is, first and foremost, in relation to the God. Worship of God. Deviance. Completely opposite what Christ has taught. To perversion of anything, to kill. Kill anything that is following God in truth. That is the characteristic of that beast. And he has an image to promote it. The image. And so now, I say here that, yes, it is spiritual. Already, we are seeing, you know, when a man rises up and says, you know, he is a representative of God. And yet teaches everything contrary to what those God sent have taught. Then you begin to mark that person. And even if you cannot get it, he made it clearly how to identify him. He says that he that had understanding, that is wisdom.
That's right.
Verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast. So he's coming to numerology now. So, and for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666.
666.
The number 666, of a man. Yes. And I have tried to break this thing down.
Yes, sir.
And everything has to do with Rome. And everything has to do with the head of the Roman church. Everything has to do with the office of the Pope.
Amen.
And we break it down. I've calculated it. I've showed it before. And don't look at it as if I'm bringing up anything new. I'm not bringing up anything new. Seventh-day Adventists, Ellen G. White,
yes, sir.
They are the first that even break this thing down, propagated it in hundreds of years back. So I'm not saying anything that is new. And I'm not concocting anything. You calculate it. In the light of numerology, it just fits in there, and nowhere else does that fit.
Okay.
And now, not just that it fits there, now let's look at the characteristic, and you see everything there is anti-scripture. Everything there is anti the teachings of Christ. Everything there is impersonation of Christ. Everything there is perversion of the true gospel. And that is why we say, you know, this is that office. Here is wisdom.
That's understanding.
Okay, yes, sir.
We now know that the image of the beast is the Pope. Even medically said, yes, wisdom. The number of man is the number of the beast. Okay. Still on this mark, sir, you've made mention that there's a spiritual mark and physical mark. Okay. I want you to still...
Let me quickly add this. Because earlier in the day, you know, I came across some article that, you know, fire this thing as one of the reasons, in reply to critics of the Minister of Women, Brother. Now, this is one of the things that make me follow the Minister of William Branham, and I believe him, not just to be a man of God, but a dispensational servant of God. Because in this Pentecostal age, can you show me any minister now apart from the Seventh-day Adventists? Apart from the Seventh-day Adventists, can you show me any minister in this age that has stood up to repeat this, to interpret this, that it is the office of the Pope of the Roman Church that fulfills this Antichrist, save William Branham?
That's right.
And yet it is true. And they see it, but the courage to say it is not there. And in this age, when it comes to speaking the truth, and you begin to dodge around it, you are a minister without backbone.
Wow.
Yeah, because this office of this Antichrist is so powerful that if you are not ready to die, don't confront them.
That's right.
And people who preach, I'm going to heaven, I will blah, 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 they can confront witches and wizards. But when it comes to confront the real source of the manufacture of, you know, heresies, they shy away. They know Christ as the image of the invisible God. And they know the image of the invisible Satan. But they cannot say it. The reason they cannot say it is the fear. And that is the reason why, you know, and before you know what, the spirit of compromise, where it leads us to.
You know? That's right.
So when I speak, now people begin to say, ah, you are not afraid. Afraid of what? Then why are you carrying the Bible? What are you afraid of? To die? When I know if you die, you promoted me. No, but let's face it. If you kill me, have you done anything bad to me? No, as a Christian, let's face it.
That's right. For me to live is Christ. That's you know, to die is gain.
So they talk that to witches and wizards. They talk that to Buhari and the government and the headsmen and the killers.
That's true.
They know that is where their power ends. The real source of power. The image of Satan himself. The visible image of Satan.
That's
they
right.
can't go there. They can't go there.
At all.
They know it. They can't go there. So to be saved, they say, we are all one. Mm. We are all one. We are all one. Mm. But they know it. So I'm not bold. I'm just saying what the Bible says. Unless they will not have allowed to see the Bible. Mm. They will have scraped the Bible away now.
Thank God for information.
So we are part of the world.
Restoration.
And I'm not saying it to castigate anybody.
That's right.
I say it by the authority of my religion.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, and I have my freedom to say it.
Amen.
And I'm only opening the eyes of my followers.
That's right.
And I'm entitled to say it. If PDP will say that APC are devils, are they not all political parties in the same country? Are we not serving the same God? Are we not holding the same Bible? I'm saying you are evil. You are not following it according to this constitution. So why should I go to jail for my freedom of speech?
Amen.
There right. must be opposition.
Amen.
Amen. So there's not just nothing there like that.
Amen.
I just want to encourage somebody maybe that be listening to me.
That's right.
And you claim to be a preacher, you don't have backbone because you are afraid.
That's a wishbone.
You're afraid. You go for family deliverance. Or the Satan.
Seat of Satan.
The real seat of Satan. You are afraid to go there. Which type of soldier are you? You are the same type that cannot go and face soldiers that cannot go and face Boko Haram in Sambisa Forest.
Okay, Abasa is speaking out of passion.
Standing at the checkpoint and robot is IPO. They are going to fight. Mm. They cannot go to Sambisa Forest, come to that place. That's the kind of Christian soldiers that we have.
Christian soldiers without backbone.
Without backbone.
May God make us have strong backbone.
Amen. Can you be afraid to die?
Amen.
You're a soldier, you're afraid to die. Mm. What kind of soldier are you?
Mm. Yeah, so everybody has to tread carefully when they are. That's those that are not ready to die.
Then why did they enter the army?
Image of Satan.
Why do you become a Christian minister?
Mm.
When you're ready to die for your faith.
Mm.
Look at it here. That they love not their life. And they overcame. Revelation 11.
That's right.
Revelation 12 verse 11. And they overcame him, the accuser of the brethren.
Mm.
They overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And see the next verse. And they love not their lives unto what?
Unto
the death.
Amen. Amen.
Until you are ready to lose your life for a cause you believe in, you don't believe in it.
That's right.
And I'm not saying it to promote evil. I am preaching righteousness.
Amen.
If we all serve God the way we should serve God and give the right interpretation to this Bible, there will be less crime. There will be. And I'm not saying what have people not come to offer me tithes and I ask them the source of the tithe. I reject it. Now, with such people be members of my church. But such people leave me and go to another church and the pastor will collect it. There was one that brought 50 million and because I rejected it, he does cocaine. He went to another church near me. And he was laughing. You say your church, is it not the same church? This also person collected it. So now, is it the same faith we are preaching?
That's not. That seems to me like a mark on his own. So that's like a mark of the business.
That is who he is.
Okay.
We'll say it.
To understand the spiritual, let's start from the spiritual very well. You are already giving us a picture.
The spiritual mark. Is the characteristic.
Characteristics, okay.
The anti-Bible.
You are using Cain.
Cain, yes. Mm. And the same thing we're seeing now. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter how God was teaching Abel how to bring acceptable sacrifice, did he bring it?
No, deviance.
Mm. No matter how you show them Bible, we see it. But we'll continue with our idol worship of Semiramis. Mm-hmm. And we'll give it Christian name, Mary.
So, is it safe to say that this spiritual mark has been on? Because First John 2, when Apostle John was speaking of many antichrists, exactly, mm-hmm. he said, and you made a statement some time ago. Right,
The Antichrist, yes, anything that you do in the name of the Lord, yet contrary to this Bible, contrary to this scripture that he gave us, as if they are contrary to the teachings of Christ, you are Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, it builds like that because it's a spirit. Mm-hmm. It builds like that. Remember that even Christ himself started with 12 disciples.
That's right.
And that is why he gave a parable mm-hmm. of the wheat and the tares. Mm-hmm. He planted the good seed mm-hmm. and expecting it to grow. And that same beast also went and planted his own there. So there are two groups of people in the church. Those for Christ and those for Satan. And those for Christ are of Christ. And those that are not for Christ, they are antichrist. Mm. They are those that do things contrary to these scriptures.
Okay.
So they have been existing.
So the mark of the beast has been in
existence. Yeah, it has to grow. They eventually it will come to one image. Mm. Yes.
Okay. This is a tough saying. So everyone who rejects truth, just like Cain, because I love the example that Pastor gave of Cain. It's a very, very good picture. Right. Everyone that rejects truth, and even when God is coming to preach to Cain,
that is one of the characteristics.
So we should one of the characteristics.
Yes, the rejection of truth, and the second characteristic of us, the life that you live. When you reject truth, it will also reflect in the life that you live.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Everything unrighteous, everything ungodly. They are those that see nothing wrong with idolatry. They are those that see nothing wrong with mixing the world. I mean, and in fact, it's called Babylon. Their religion is Babylon religion, a cage of every
unclean bed.
Evil bed.
And you said it has to do with worship. It's in relation to God.
It's in relation to God. Okay. You know, it's deviance to the true worship of God.
How do we now know? There's something Brother Bram used to say about the word test.
That is what we're saying, to know them.
Okay.
They reject the word. That's what we're saying. That's where you know where they are.
That's okay.
Because they will not be guided by the word.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so let's come to the physical side, which people seem to be
now,
very, very...
Now, the physical now is the future. It's part of... Everything is future. Even the image eventually... Whatever we see now is only preparatory to the manifestation of that one singular image.
That's okay.
A man.
That's right. He.
For now, you know, it's building up. The office is being prepared. And it's been prepared for hundreds of years. You know, all the attention being given, all the recognition being given preparatory until that particular man will come to that throne.
Okay.
So also it is. The physical mark, the preparation is going on now. Because right now, we have technology that they are bringing it lower and then, you know, bringing it in such a way that you will have a central control of every transaction you can ever make, especially when it comes to commerce, buying and selling.
Buying and selling.
You know, see, so before you know what, it will get to a stage where, remember, it is an assignment. It is a deliberate thing they are working. A time is going to come where you will not need to carry your card anymore.
Yes, sir.
You know, right now, for instance, it's an offense to keep a certain amount of money in your house. You must take it to the bank. If you keep that in your house, it's offense. When you're doing cross-border travel, There's a minimum amount you're allowed to carry. You know, and I even remember that one time I traveled to UK, and the London airport, I got there, and they quickly, I think I wanted to change, I had the euro or so. I think I had dollars. I wanted to change it to pound sterling to remember to spend that. And when I changed it, I went to change it, they quickly called me aside and said, why do I have to carry cash? Why not put everything in a card so that you have a PIN so that you don't get stranded? If somebody steals your money, you'll be stranded. But if you put everything, you take a card, Travelex, that's the name of the card. He said, and it's acceptable everywhere. He said, and if you don't finish spending on your way out again, we can give you the cash and then you go. Can you see? So is it not convenient? Now see another convenience. Now, if you have a chip under your skin, there will be no, you will not say you have forgotten your card. Nobody will say my card has been stolen.
That's true.
Okay? Now, all you need to do now is, you know, just scan it there, and all the information concerning you is there. And then you just tell them, hey, give me 50,000 there, 50,000 there. And then they give you. Is that not beautiful? Is that not wonderful? Now, is it... what do they call it? There is kidnapping now going on in the world. If they can hide a chip under your skin, then they can track you wherever you are.
That's true.
Okay? So is that not beautiful?
Very beautiful.
Now, they are thinking that they are building this thing to make life easier, to find security.
Yes, sir.
But the devil knows what he's going to do with it later.
Amen.
Such that he will be in charge of the economy in such a way that if you don't obey certain laws that will be made by them, the punishment will be that you'll be your economy, your ability to trade, to buy, and everything will be frustrated. And no country wants her economy to be tampered with. And therefore, every country will submit. And when your country submits, it's binding on the citizens.
That's right.
Okay, so you saw how suddenly they said, everybody go get BVN.
Yes, sir.
So that we are all now connected, so that all transactions are monitored. There's no hiding place for that signature anymore.
Okay.
So now these are there's a physical one. That's where the physical one.
So it's yet future.
Yeah, it's yet future.
Okay.
And remember, it takes place in the last week.
After we've gone.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, after the rapture has taken place.
Amen.
But the setting is on.
The setting is on. Okay.
Right now, if you don't have card, in fact, have you ever gone to the bank and you say, please, I want to know my balance? They will tell you, go to the ATM outside.
That's true.
You are wasting their time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They don't attend to such anymore.
Yes, right.
They don't attend to such
things
anymore.
Are changing,
you
know?
Why not go to the ATM card?
Mm-hmm.
And now your ATM card, now not only your bank, but any bank at all in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You have money in Nigeria, just go with that card. I have gone to India, I have drawn dollar. When I'm having Naira here in Nigeria, I drew dollar from an ATM in the night, just on the street. I put it there and then my dollar came out. The equivalent, you see. And I've been to America, I needed some dollar, I went there with my Naira. And the dollar came out. Now spend it. So the whole world is now united. So it simply means I can also be blocked unless I have a clearance somewhere. And that is the kind of thing that will happen in this earth. And you know the joy of it all?
Yes,
it will happen after the rapture.
Oh, amen.
Okay.
And then still on this issue, you said the system, you've appointed to papacy, in fact, with anger.
I have to. Because it's the
greatest deception.
I don't
have to
deception.
Ask you whether you are ready to die from your language.
No, I can't even die because I have to finish what God has said.
Amen.
Definitely.
They couldn't kill Luther. Why do you think they would kill me?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Okay. But are they the only system that gives the mark? Is it just the papacy?
No, I said they are everywhere getting ready for the manifestation of that one. Remember, the power will be given later on to that image. When you say power will be given to that image, they have their means of putting their people who eventually carry that power to him.
Amen.
So they are everywhere.
Okay.
When you see, already we have a communical council, World Council of Churches, Christian Association of Nations. What do you think it is building to? So that you can understand where they are going to.
Okay. Yes, we'll take a short break now.
Wow.
We'll come back. We'll continue this lively and interesting discussion. Wow. Stay tuned and keep watching. God bless you.